cap on her head, and red shoes and high heels on her feet, and a long white wand in her hand. And after the feast was over, they gathered round in a ring and gave all their best gifts to the little princess. One gave her goodness, another beauty, another riches, and so on, till she had all that was good in the world. Just as 11 of them had done blessing her, a great noise was heard in the courtyard, and word was brought that the 13th fairy was come, with a black cap on her head, and black shoes on her feet, and a broomstick in her hand. And presently up she came into the dining hall. Now, as she had not been asked to the feast, she was very angry, and scolded the king and queen very much, and set to work to take her revenge. So she cried out, "The king's daughter shall, in her 15th year, be wounded by a spindle, and fall down dead." Then the 12th of the friendly fairies, who had not yet given her gift, came forward and said that the evil wish must be fulfilled, but that she could soften its mischief. So her gift was that the king's daughter, when the spindle wounded her, should not really die, but should only fall asleep for 100 years. However, the king hoped still to save his dear child altogether from the threatened evil. So he ordered that all the spindles in the kingdom should be bought up and burnt.